From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The first Chibok schoolgirl to be rescued is being debriefed by authorities. Chris Stein reports.
Army spokesman Sani Usman said in a text message that the girl was found in the village of Bale, near the northeast Nigerian town of Damboa. A vigilante leader in Chibok, Aboku Gaji, told VOA vigilantes found her while setting up an ambush near a Boko Haram camp.
As we light ambush, they come just come on us.
Gaji identified the girl as Amina Ali. Gaji said the rescued girl had a baby with her. She was also with her husband, a fellow Boko Haram captive she had married while in captivity. Chris Stein, Lagos.
The head of U.S. Africa Command, General David Rodriguez, says the U.S. military is prepared to support a train-and-equip mission in Libya. He said such a mission is possible when the Libyan government is ready for it. It would be intended to help Libya fight Islamic State militants. A joint communique issued after international talks Monday in Vienna signaled that international powers, including the U.S., are set to provide arms and support to the Libyan government to fight the Islamic State group. Libya is currently under a U.N. arms embargo. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck the coast of Ecuador Wednesday, just hours after another quake of the same intensity struck the same area. The U.S. Geological Survey said the new quake was 24 kilometers in depth and located north of the city of Rosa Zarate. Power outages have been reported. The U.S. government's top intelligence official says he has seen indications of foreign hackers attempting to spy on U.S. presidential candidates. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said as the campaigns intensify, there will probably be more hacking attempts. This is VOA News.